Welcome to BrainMachineNetwork.com.
This is Comedians with Ghost Stories, and I'm your host, Emily Winter.
So today on the podcast, I'm here with Pamela Ray.
Ooh, welcome. Thanks for having me.
Your stories are from when you were in boarding school.
Yeah.
Did you go to boarding school in Illinois?
Or? No, Vermont.
Vermont. Haunted,
yes.
Vermont.
Yeah.
Okay, so what was your boarding school called?
I'm not allowed to
You're
tell
you. You're not allowed to tell. Okay. Great.
I mean, they didn't tell me that.
No, but out of respect.
I feel like if I share all of the crazy shit that went down there, and then I'm like, but send your children.
Right. Okay, so instead, paint us a little picture of what it's like there. And so you went to boarding school for 4 years.
All 4 years.
Oh my God. Okay.
Shipped away early because I was an asshole.
Really?
Yeah. Well, that and I had Tourette's, but mainly I was an asshole.
Oh my God. But you're so kind.
Uh-huh. It was boarding school that channeled my energy into being a comic.
Wow.
Because I was just a dick. Yeah.
You just like had energy and you just didn't know where to put
it. I'll call it creative energy that needed channeling.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. So it worked.
Yeah. Yes, it did.
But also scared the shit out of you.
Yes, it did.
Oh my God. Okay. Sorry. Paint me this picture.
Okay. So we all lived and went to school in one mansion. In
what?
Burlington, Vermont. So it was very Harry Potter-esque. If you saw it, you would be like, that shit's haunted. Like, one mansion. The school's been around for years and years and years. Amelia Earhart went there before
what?
The whole plane went down and she died
or
situation.
Maybe that's why the plane went down.
Yeah, we don't know. Also, not 100% confirmed she went there, but they found documents that lead us to believe. It used to be a troubled girls' school.
Okay.
So that checks out.
Sounds like it was a troubled girls' school for you. Yeah.
And there was a boys' school down the road that burned down, and all that's left is three stairs leading to nowhere.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
When did the boys' school burn down?
I don't know the year, but like long, like hundreds.
Before you went.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's like a mansion that girls lived on the top floor.
Okay.
Boys lived on the floor below that.
Oh, so there was boys there when you went there.
Yes,
okay.
When I went there, it was co-ed. So girls on the top floor, boys below that. There was a new wing that wasn't haunted. That had like a library and recording studios. And it was like an artsy fartsy boarding school for weird kids. And then there was there was a giant chapel in the school.
Okay.
With like stained glass and looked creepy.
Mm-hmm. And Jesus crying blood?
Because we had so many Jewish kids, it wasn't super...
Okay, Jesus-y.
They did a good job.
Okay.
Like, chapel would be like, let's talk about feelings.
Ah,
yeah, all right.
Not religious.
The school was fantastic. Like, we'll give them all my money if I ever have it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Yes. But haunted as fuck.
Oh, my God. Okay, so girls on the top floor, boys below that... New wing, and then what else?
So we lived in the old part of the school, which was like where
the haunted part.
I lived like above the chapel.
Okay.
For most of my years. On the girls' floor, there was a door leading up another flight of stairs that remained locked.
Okay.
It was an attic. That will come into play in
the
stories.
That's so scary.
Uh-huh.
Locked attic.
Yep.
Check.
And it was creepy up there. I'm trying to think of what else, how to explain it. Let's see here. I mean, the rooms were like old and like... They had, like, done a good job, like, freshly painted. The furniture was, like, creaky, old wooden furniture.
Mm-hmm.
Staff lived on the end of either side of the floor. So, like, it was one hallway where all the girls lived.
Okay.
And then...
How many people went to this school?
Like 38.
Oh.
I was tiny.
Tiny.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
And we all have stories of things that have happened.
Oh, amazing.
Yes. They denied it my first few years.
And you denied it?
The boarding school was like, no, it is not haunted. And then finally, we wanted to do a seance in the chapel. And the headmaster was like, okay, we know. We know shit's going on here. We don't want to, like, test it by, like, doing Ouija boards and seances. And he was like, I don't know what I believe, but I do know you're right. Stuff happens. Let's leave it alone.
Oh, my God. Amazing.
Yeah,
so you have, like, validation.
Yes. Yeah. All those shows that do haunted places wanted to come check out the school. And they said no. They did not think it would be good for getting children to sleep there.
Right. And
Fair.
They still, to this day, have not allowed.
Mm-mm.
Amazing. Okay. So what did you experience?
Okay. So I made a list of some of the stories because there are so many. So personally, I had my own room most of the years, except part of my freshman year and part of my junior year. There were only two freshman girls.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Huge class. So I remember being in my room alone and very clearly feeling someone sit on the bed and their legs hit the wooden part of the bed, the side, like very clearly. That was one of my first memories of like, something's going on here.
So what did you, so you're 14.
So I slept with the lights on for a long time.
Yeah.
I thought it was an old creepy school. There wasn't enough things that had happened that it was like, like I was connecting the dots that it was haunted.
Right.
I remember there was a senior girl. There was one room for three girls. It was the triple. Mm-hmm. There was only one triple. And I remember her saying that sometimes she would wake up at night and a little boy would be standing in front of one of the closets. Told me this my freshman year. She only told me she slept in my room for a few nights because she was so afraid. Mm-hmm. But there was a little boy standing in front of one of her closets. She didn't tell anyone else. Cut to 4 years later when I'm a senior, new girl in the triple, a freshman, had never met that girl from 4 years earlier. And I remember one night we're talking and she goes, are you going to think I'm crazy if I tell you something? And I was like, what? And she goes, sometimes when I wake up in the middle of the night, I see a little figure by my closet that looks like a boy.
Did you tell her?
I did. I was like, cool, because your room is haunted. So that's...
What did she do?
Well, she slept in my room for a long time. Yeah.
Everybody's sleeping in your room, don't
you? I know, yeah. So I had a single 1 year and my lights kept going on and off.
Okay. Is this the same as freshman year? The same
across one? The hallway. Okay. So different room, but all of the girls floor was like very much active with whatever. So, the lights would go on and off all of the time. They called electricians out. Nothing was fixing it. So I decided it was haunted. Like, I just was sure it was. So one night, one of the staff members was hanging out in the room, sitting on my bed, and we were talking. And she was like, it's not haunted, Pam. And I was like, it is 100% haunted. And the lights went out. And I go, see? I did not touch the lights. And she was like, fair. But if it was haunted, say lights come on. And I go, lights come on. And they did. And she goes, okay, that was a coincidence. And you could tell, like, both of our hearts were like, bum, 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 bum.
And she was like, I have to be the grown-up here.
Yeah. And then we like paused for a second and she looked at me with big eyes and she said, if someone's in here, lights go out. And the lights went out and we both took off running.
Oh my God.
She was an adult, but she's probably what, like 22?
Right. Also, I mean, even if you're 30 or 40, I mean, I'd run at any age.
That's terrifying. Yeah. When we were like testing it and sure enough. Yeah.
Oh my God. Right?
When I had a roommate my freshman year, one night, and this was before I figured out the haunted situation. One night, we woke up and her pillow had been burnt and there was smoke everywhere.
That's a mean one.
I know. And the boarding school was like, her pillow corner must have gone into an old outlet.
What?
And we were like,
that's not a thing.
I mean, I didn't know if it was a thing.
Yeah, no, I guess when you're 14, you're like,
yeah. But yeah, she woke up with smoke coming out of her pillow and it was burnt. And
she was laying on it?
Yeah.
And it was burning?
Yeah.
That's serious.
Yeah. So we, you know, for years I thought it was a good ghost, but I don't know. I think it was not bad or not mean, but tortured. Like that.
You think there was just one?
No, I don't know. So my favorite staff member told me this, like in confidence, my senior year, we went and did a study abroad program in El Salvador, and we were talking about how haunted the boarding school was, and he finally was like, y'all are about to graduate, I'm just gonna admit that it is creepy as fuck.
Yeah.
He was like, when you're all not there on school breaks, I don't sleep. He told us that he was dog sitting, and the dog refused to go up on the girls' floor. That the dog would just lose its shit and bark for like hours. And then he told me that one night he woke up and a woman was standing and just staring at him.
Oh my God.
So he was like, it didn't feel like a good stare.
Oh.
It felt terrifying. Yeah.
So wait, did the boys have these same problems?
No. It was just the top
the girls.
Floor. So this is when I started putting the dots together.
Okay.
There was a door leading up to the attic. It was one more flight of stairs and a massive attic. We were allowed up there to put our stuff up there and store it over school break. But I remember once we went up there and there was this back area that we like found that we didn't know was there. And we opened it up and it was suitcases and dolls and desks from like what seemed like hundreds of years ago. And the staff members were like, don't touch it. We're going to leave it there. Don't touch it. So we looked at it all, but we like didn't touch it. We left it there.
You didn't like open the suitcases or anything?
I think we tried. I think they were locked. We just like didn't touch anything. Yeah. So it was all of our stuff and we weren't allowed up there alone. It was locked. And there were so many nights that I thought I heard what I thought was an animal clawing at the door quietly because my room was right across from it to get out all of the time. I thought it was like a raccoon stuck up there or something. But all of the time I would hear like a quiet claw on the door.
Oh my God.
In the middle of the night.
Can I make it?
Yes. 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 But that's it. So it was like, that's a finished desk. Picture an unfinished wooden door.
Yeah.
But like a quiet noise. So one day a woman came to the school. She was 90 something. And she had gone there when it was a troubled girl school years earlier, like when she was a child. And she, we were giving her a tour. So a woman who was almost 100 getting a tour. We got her to the girls' floor. She pointed to the attic and she said, "Who's up there now?" And we were like, "What do you mean it's storage?" And she goes, "No, it's not. Who's up there now?" And we were like, "Storage." And she goes, "Oh, that's where they used to keep all the sick kids." So there had been like, it was like in the olden days where like something went around, like something that killed kids. And kids were up there. Like some of them died.
Stuck. What?
In an attic.
They were like quarantined?
Yeah. But like sick and dying. Like when real, like before they had vaccines.
Oh, God.
And so now I'm convinced that the girl that we're seeing or one of the little boys had been somehow quarantined. And that's why the girl's floor was haunted, because it was the one at the top.
Right there.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And it was only one side. And I think it's because the other side was over the new wing. So it was the side I was on that had the most hauntings. I mean, one night we woke up in the middle of the night and all of our alarm clocks went off, or radios in the middle of the night at the same time.
All different of the rooms. Girls? Yes. On the one side?
One half of the girls' floor.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
This is insane.
I know.
So, like, what, how did you feel going, like, before, I mean, you were a kid, but, like, how'd you feel before you lived there, and then after, did it change your feelings about ghosts, or, I mean?
So, I think I always believed, but I had never had an experience.
Yeah.
But my mother and sister had. So, I think maybe it's in our family to be more aware.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my mother's told the story over and over again of, like, right before my dad died, he was very sick, but still in bed, not in the hospital. And she woke up in the middle of the night with a man hovering over the bed, hissing. And
oh my God, that just gave me chills.
Yeah. And the way she described it to me, I went and Googled it. And my mother had never Googled this. This was years ago. And it is an exact description of the angel of death. And like, not a Jewish belief, but my mother saw this, had no idea it was something that other people had seen. And then he died like within, I think, 48 hours.
Oh my God.
And I don't know exactly how it happened because I was little, but my mother saw the angel of death, and my sister soon after ran into the room and thought she saw a man in her doorknob in the like
reflection.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So
is the angel of death like, what's the deal with the angel of death? Is this just the guy that comes and scoops your soul, or?
I mean, I think it's what people see before someone dies, but not my religion.
Oh,
so
my God.
I don't know. But literally my mother remembers him hissing above her. She can describe.
Hissing is so scary.
She can describe it in great detail. And this was a long time ago.
Like, what is the hiss like?
She'd have to be the one to do it.
Yeah.
But I remember, every time she told me, I like wanted to throw up.
Oh my God.
She never told me directly at first. I remember I was a kid and I remember her telling the story at book club while drunk. And then I was like, gotta look this up.
Yeah. Oh my God. Wow.
Yeah.
So like you guys all might have a little bit of the something.
Maybe. I don't feel like I've ever seen something though. I feel like I felt things like at boarding school, like feet. And there were so many times at night that someone would very clearly sit down on my bed.
God. And that wasn't just a teen wishing like a 15-year-old boy would finally kiss her.
There was probably 50% of that.
And I had a lot of that.
I didn't put together that these things were haunted until probably junior or senior year.
Right.
I just thought they were like creepy, scary things that happened at the boarding school.
And when you guys asked to do your seance then, and they were like, no, no, no. So then they were like, we know it's haunted. Were you satisfied with that? Or
no,
like,
then I was petrified.
Did you have trouble sleeping?
Oh, for sure. I think the last few months there, once I like really put all the pieces together, I slept with my lights on.
Oh my God. Wow.
And it was like the combo of the old woman being like, that's where the sick kids were. And then me finding those suitcases upstairs. And then, you know, the head of the school being like, no, we know. Don't fuck with it. Like all of those things together.
Did Was it, did your other friends like also feel like terrified and have all these, I mean, yes. obviously everyone was having these experiences.
So not everyone was, it depends on what part of the hallway
right.
you lived in.
Right, right, right.
But anyone who lived in my area, yes, had had those experiences.
Did you ever ask to go to the other side of the hallway?
Yeah, I did live there for like a year and a half, but the other side had no single rooms and I like my own space.
Well, it's not really your own. Nobody will have it. So wait, the old lady, the 100-year-old lady was like, had she been there before? No, this was her first time.
Back since she was a kid.
Oh.
She had gone there. She came back for a tour.
Okay, okay, okay.
Because she'd gone right. there as a kid.
Right.
So she hadn't been back in maybe 85 years.
Oh my God.
That's I so know. Creepy. And if you walk, I mean, the school looks creepy. Like there are super old photos on the walls and like, mm-hmm. but it's this like happy, wonderful, amazing boarding school that you just like, I don't know. There are certain areas that are creepy.
So have you had any experiences since going to this boarding school?
Not really. Not any great ones.
But I mean, that's fine. But also, I mean, it's just kind of more powerful in a way.
I know.
This place is super haunted.
Yes.
I just can't believe that there are places like this and they're like, nope, we will not let you put us on a TV show.
That's
and
smart,
we will not,
though. I mean, it's where they want children to go to boarding school there and like sleep at night. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
You can rent it out over breaks. And so I know someone else who worked there and had a wedding there.
Oh my God.
And I told him.
A wedding.
I told him about, we like finally my senior year when we were like all opening up and he was like, yes, it's absolutely haunted. He let his priest or someone stay on the girls' floor for the weekend of the wedding.
Oh my God.
And she was in the bathroom and she called him and she said, what the hell happened in there? And he goes, what? And I don't remember the story exactly, but she was basically like, there is awful energy in that bathroom. And she thought she saw blood coming out of the bathtub.
And this was the person who was marrying them?
Yeah. She wouldn't stay there. She left.
Oh my God. Was she religious?
I don't know.
Oh man.
But the fact that she was able to pinpoint on night one.
Yeah.
That,
without being told.
That like something terrifying had happened there and there was awful energy and that she saw blood coming out of the bathtub. My favorite is that like I was the kid that like calmed down by taking baths, which is weird at boarding school, whatever, don't judge me, but like that was my favorite spot in the school.
Oh shit. The blood bath.
The blood bath.
Oh my God. This is crazy.
I know.
So have you ever researched, has there ever been other things written about it or people trying, you know, like even if it hasn't been like the subject of a TV show or some major thing, like has anyone written about it or it's just that you've only communicated with the people that were there when you were there?
I only communicated with people that were there when I was there.
Do you think about it often?
Yes.
How do you think it?
Because I'm already terrified. Like sleeping is not easy for me.
Me neither.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sleep tonight. Not. I did 3 podcast recordings. That is not happening.
Yeah. Like I'm already scared of this stuff. I can't believe I went to sleep when I was there.
Yeah.
I had a gig recently somewhere in the South and they had me. It was like they'd rented out some Catholic thing. Maybe it was Christian. I don't know. But there was like Jesus-y stuff everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And they put me up in like one of the rooms that looked like it was in a church. And it was terrifying. And mm-hmm. I think my performance was like 10 to 11:30. And by the time I got back to my room, it was midnight.
You did a 90-minute set?
Yeah. Well, yeah, it was my one-woman show.
Oh,
so
okay.
It's an hour
I was
15.
Like, ooh, boy. Okay,
yeah.
Great.
Yeah. So I like got back at like 12. I think I did like a Q&A or whatever after meet and greet. I don't know. And there was like a little key that you like open the door with mm-hmm. and it like creaked open. And it was like clean on the inside, but it just felt like back at those days at boarding school with that type of space. And I couldn't close my eyes. I remember thinking I saw someone move across the room.
Yeah.
I think I was just scaring myself because I had no real proof. And it felt like those days at boarding school. And I'm good about, like, I don't freak out until there's proof. So I just stayed awake all night.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So when you said it felt clean, physically clean?
Yeah.
But the air was heavy?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Like, I didn't see anything. I did see something move across the room. But I, like, didn't get a good enough look to see if it was like a person or a shadow. Yeah, or
that's
like,
the thing. They move so fucking fast, right? Like, I don't have ghost stories, but then I'm like, well, I do. I mean, I guess, but I'm always second guessing myself. I just have one where I was in a coffee shop in Pittsburgh this past year, and I thought I saw a nun, and I went to Catholic school. I saw a nun out of the corner of my eye, and then I looked, and it was a woman in a yellow dress, and I was like, how did I see a person in a full habit? And apparently the coffee shop like was a funeral home. That's what it was. So I'm like, all
right. But you found that out after you saw the nun. So trust your instincts, right?
Yeah, but I'm like, oh, this is like a historical building. Like, you can tell when you're in there. I can't remember the name of it, but you're like, okay, this was something before it was a coffee shop. It's very quirky. So like, maybe it was in my head. I don't know.
I think trust it. I think if you feel like, what the fuck, trust it. Boarding school
quite scared of nuns as a Catholic survivor of Catholic school.
I'm intrigued by them. I see those buildings that are like nuns live there, and I just have so many inappropriate questions.
Like what?
Just things that I shouldn't say because people are really going to hate me.
I don't know.
Like, they're married to Jesus, right?
Yeah.
So I had questions about their sex life. Like,
oh, they can't. They have to be celibate.
But can they fuck the... Nope.
Pam, the idea? I don't think they can masturbate. I think masturbating is bad.
But I meant like,
without using their hands?
Yeah.
Can they fuck Jesus in their head?
Yeah, I shouldn't have said it, but now, but yeah,
I said it. Okay. It's fine. I don't. I think
I'm Jewish
can't.
And not judgy. I just want to know how you go your whole life without.
Feel like so many people's mothers went their whole life without having an orgasm.
That's totally fair. That's totally fair, and so sad.
So sad, but I'm sure there are. I'm not sure, but there's God. I mean, okay. Clearly, there was trouble with priests.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that for nuns. I'm just saying that, like, I would not be surprised if a few nuns were like, okay, I'm masturbating because I'm realistic about this.
Right.
And I'm still dedicating my life to, like, service. And I'm, like, going to masturbate occasionally.
I love that we went from, like, ghosts
to like, do nuns masturbate?
Feels like a...
I mean, it's just like, what are you...
Healthy.
Like, yeah, it is healthy.
Trajectory.
It's these silly rules that...
It's stuff we think about, too.
Yeah. Well, I hope they're masturbating.
I do too. Any nuns listening, go please. At it.
Because I have comedians with ghost stories. What do you think is the scariest thing happening in comedy?
Oh. Oh, man. Way scarier than anything I've seen at boarding school.
Right?
The scariest thing in comedy. Cancel culture.
Cancel culture?
Yeah.
You think it's scary?
Yeah.
Do you think good people are being canceled?
Yeah.
Like who?
I mean, not being... Oh, yeah, okay. So hold on. There was a writer from SNL who did a joke at a college and like got in massive trouble about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a great joke.
Mm-hmm.
So I think sometimes people absolutely deserve it.
Right. Or like Dina Hashem's yes. thing on Comedy Central.
Yes.
That was like, that's ridiculous.
That's one of them. She's fantastic. There's no reason.
I guess she got canceled in that the Comedy Central pulled the clip, but yeah. It's not even cancel culture that got her. It's like she got bullied.
So maybe
death.
That's it.
Like
maybe
she got death threats for telling an innocuous joke.
I mean, I publish stuff all the time and get like people who've published it get letters being like, don't let her write anything. Like,
yeah.
Or I get hate. I'm sure you do too. So maybe it's not cancel culture. Maybe it's like people who are unwilling to not be a dick when they read something that's of opinion.
They don't like.
Yes.
Interesting.
So I don't know what the right word is, but this idea that people are sending awful, awful, awful hate mail.
Yeah.
For very little reason.
Yeah. Because of anonymity and boredom. So
maybe the scariest thing in comedy is trolls. I don't know.
People. I mean, you can say anonymity. Cancel culture. I don't want to talk you out of it.
No, because I think in some cases, but in some cases, I think there was a reason for that. Like by.
Right.
Yeah.
There's no one person
there's
that's like,
a tipping
you're
point.
Canceled. Let's let the ticket sales decide,
yes.
You know? Like,
yeah.
Are you going to go see Aziz Ansari or not? It's up to you, you know? I don't feel like he... I feel like maybe he was a little bit canceled in the media, but I don't feel like he's canceled in reality because he's still making money.
Same with Louis C.K. Not canceled in reality.
Not canceled enough.
Yeah.
Cancel him more.
He's doing just fine.
Oh, well, I'm glad we agree on that. That was fun.
Yeah.
Oh. get a little like rage out. Yeah. Pamela, where can people find you on the internet? And then tell us something that you've done or that you're about to do that you're proud of and excited about in comedy.
Yeah. You can find me at PamelaComedy.com. That's also my Twitter and Insta.
Amazing.
And I'm about to, I just did 4 months on tour. I did almost every state in the U.S.
What's your one woman show?
It's called What Makes Me Tick. Mm-hmm. Although when I do corporate stuff, it's a little bit different, but it's a storytelling and comedy with a message.
Great.
And it's about like loving the shit out of what makes you, you, but a lot of comedy. And I'm about to head back out for a few weeks, and it's a good mix of one woman show and pure stand up, which I'm a dirty comic in real life. So
amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Where are you going?
I just got back from Baltimore, but I'm heading to Nashville and then San Francisco, LA, Vancouver, so many places.
Holy smokes, yeah, dude. This is great.
Thanks.
Awesome. Well, congratulations and thank you so much for doing the podcast.
Thanks for letting me hang out and tell creepy stories.
Oh my God, I love it. This was, yeah, I'm not sleeping for a week.
Thank you so much for listening to Comedians with Ghost Stories. I really hope you liked it. I'm obsessed with these stories and these people. If you enjoyed it, you maybe should come to our live show. We're doing a live show of Comedians with Ghost Stories on Halloween night at 9:30 at Caveat. You can go to caveat.nyc to get a ticket. Also, if you enjoyed this, you can kick us a couple bucks. Just Venmo me at Emily-Winter. What that does is it helps pay for my Podomatic Pro account, which is a little pricey, and I need it for all the downloads. So thank you so much for supporting this podcast. I really do. Do appreciate it. You can find me, Emily Winter, at emilywintercomedy.com and on Instagram and Twitter at Emily McWinter. That's Emily MC Winter because my middle name is McKenna. Anyway, keep listening. I hope you liked it. And have a great day. Oh my gosh. That was a dumb ending. Okay, but like, okay. Thank you. Okay.